ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
On ABC Radio, you're with Rod Quinn. It is time for our weekly look at health and fitness with Professor Gordon Lynch at the University of Melbourne. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning to you, Rod. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back. Now, you want to talk about exercise. I got plenty of exercise while I was away. I was walking 20,000 steps a day.
Impressive.
Will that help me boost my productivity, though? That's what we're talking about this morning.
We are, and I think it's in relation to how we work, whether we're in the workplace or we're at home and we've got to do our job. And it's just about sometimes we get distracted by many things, and we can sort of sit there hour upon hour. But what I want to suggest is if we can intersperse that with a bit of exercise, not only will your productivity lift, you'll also get a health boost as well. So I just wanted to think about first, well, what are those sorts of distractions that you and I deal with all the time? And it could be emails. It could be, you know, the Twitter feed that's telling us what to look for. Facebook, Instagram, our phones ringing with text messages and different alerts and so on. There's a lot of notifications that come up. And I think in the short term, you might say, well, just turn them all off and you'll be fine. But I think realistically, that might be a little bit extreme. And I think it's important to remain connected. And I like to have my smart watch device, whatever it is, my health tracker, tell me that I've been inactive and so on. So I think we've got to try and think about what are some ways we can maybe get rid of these distractions and focus a little bit more to be productive. And I've got a few suggestions there that I'd like to cover first.
I mean, a simple one surely is, like I do, if I ever go out for a walk, I never take my phone with me. I take no distractions so that I'm just alone with my thoughts.
Oh, I'd say the opposite. I'd like to have my phone with me for safety purposes.
Sure, I understand that.
There's that. So it's just about having those things with you, and there are different strategies that we can have. But yeah, I think the first thing I'd like to think of about being productive is, do we have a dedicated place to work? So that is, if you when it's time to work, if you have a dedicated workspace, I think that's the first step. It creates a boundary between you and sort of your co-workers and family members, so you can be uninterrupted with your thinking. The other thing is to have a dedicated place for relaxation or leisure. So that's how you de-stress from work, and it's a place that also has boundaries, and that's boundaries from work-related tasks, so you can sort of unplug. And that means also that the lounge, the sofa, or the bed aren't the places where you're going to be focused on work. And I think you just need to get into the habit of saying, well, I'm going to sit here and this is my workplace and I'm going to focus. So if you're at home and you can quarantine an area that's for work and you can get into that good working habit, you're associating that place as where you'll be focused and you can get things done. So that's one thing that I think is a good step. The other thing I'd like to mention, you might have a laugh at this, but it's the what I call the power of an hour. And it's really a book that I go to every now and again. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed by what I have to do. There's so many things in it. You know, I feel almost paralyzed by indecision because should I start with this? Should I start with that? And it becomes very frustrating. This Power of an Hour is a book by a fellow named Dave Licani, and I've been using it for quite some time. And it really describes ways to focus on a single task or a problem. And more importantly, it's about identifying what needs to change and scheduling an hour block. And you schedule that hour into sort of two segments, 45 minutes and 15 minutes. The first 45 is spent in very deep focus, and so you really focus on the task. And the 15 minutes at the end of that is that block where you sort of focus on activities like returning phone calls or returning an email, going for a toilet break and so on. So you're splitting up the time where you can have very deep focus and not being distracted, and then dealing with the other things. So you're keeping on top of the other things you need to do. I think there are many different self-help strategies out there, and you just have to try a few to see what works. The other thing I'd like to mention as well is another thing called write it down, make it happen. And listeners over the many years have heard me talk about this strategy over the years, and it's a line from the title of another book I have. It's the author is Henriette Clauser, and she simply says, write down your goals in life is the first step towards achieving them. And it's a concept which I really like, because it's the same sort of thing when you write down a to-do list and you experience some sort of satisfaction as you sort of put a line through the tasks as you accomplish them. It's a nice feeling, but it's actually a little deeper than that. It's essentially when you write something down about what you want to achieve, it becomes a sort of written contract to yourself. So you approach things in a way, especially when you're setting goals and tasks, that become priorities in your life, and they can be tackled seriously, and hopefully they can be accomplished as well. It's not a foolproof system. It doesn't always work, but it's a good habit that can get you focused on the task and be less distracted by all the nonsense out there.
We've talked about this before. I mean, my approach is always to do what needs to be done in the order it needs to be done. So if there's something I need to do for Friday's program, I do that first, then Saturday's program, then Sunday's program. That's just the way that it unfolds in a very methodical manner for me. I understand that's not the case for many people. A lot of people like to get the small things out of the way first and then concentrate on a larger issue, or maybe get the larger issue out of the way first. There are different methods. There are many paths to heaven, it's been said. So it's just making sure that you actually do it. And I like that 45-15 split. But quite often, if you sit down in front of your computer, if that's the way that you work, you're getting emails coming in. They're distracting you. Just ignore them till the end of the hour.
I think that's a good way of approaching it. I also think what you said in terms of prioritization is also good. And it reminds me, Stephen Covey,
Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Gordon.
He has another strategy which is called First Things First. Mm. And that is, it speaks very closely to what you were saying before. Prioritize but what needs to be done, and that what comes first is what comes first, and you do that and you get it out of the way. So, yeah, different things work for different people. The seven habits and principle-centered leadership, another thing from Stephen Covey, they've been real important drivers for me over many, many years. And sometimes you need to have a break from that, but it does give you a bit of focus and really helps with all the distractions we have out there.
Gordon Lynch is our guest as we're talking about how exercise can boost productivity. We haven't got to the exercise yet. But this is more than just about if you're working from home or if you happen to be doing your work at home or schoolwork, university work, any of those things. It could be anything. It could be doing the chores around the house. It could be preparing to have friends come round and you need to get things done there, clean up and then prepare the meal or something like that. You just need to focus on that. How does exercise help with that, Gordon?
If you say if we're working in the workplace or at home on certain things, if you're spending so many hours at your desk or your computer, you know, there's no surprise you're going to be feeling tired, you're lethargic, you're more susceptible to distractions and so on. But what I'm suggesting here is that a few minutes of exercise every hour can actually give your productivity and your health a lift. So office workers, you know, they might spend all their day typing away at a keyboard. And when they get home, they spend the rest of the time sitting and watching a television screen. So there's not much activity happening there. So if you think about that across the nation and actually globally, we're not in good shape overall. It's not no surprise we've got sore backs, sore necks, sore wrists, and all that sort of stuff. At the same time, I think if you're working at home and all being sedentary, it's not going to be good for our health, especially it's not going to be good for our weight. So I think one way we can alleviate some of these problems and become more efficient and productive at work and at home is to take a regular fit break. We used to call them fit breaks on this show more than 20 years ago. These days we call them activity snacks. What it means is, you know, you take some time every hour to do some brief exercise to overcome the lethargy, overcome the tiredness, reduce the chances of getting sore muscles while you're sitting at your desk. So just that snack of activity can help better focus your attention when you get back to work. And there are certain things we can do that will, I think, be conducive to achieving those outcomes.
What are some of those things then, Gordon? Give us the inside scoop on that.
Well, I think the most important thing you need to do every hour on the hour, as if we break up that block of time, is to get up out of your chair and move. So, you know, I think doing gentle stretching exercises while you're sitting at desk. I mean, that's good, but the key is to get the blood pumping to your muscles. You've been sitting there, not doing much, the blood's pooling, you need to get out, up and active. So that means doing just 5 or so minutes of exercise every hour on the hour. You take a break, you give your mind a rest, you come back to your work task more focused, better able to concentrate, and that, you know, hopefully you'll be more efficient and effective in your work. So take a brief walk. Maybe you can go outside for some fresh air for just for that 5 minutes, or we can walk up a flight of stairs if you've got access to that. Don't get sidetracked talking to your work colleagues. You know, you've been sitting idle for an hour. The last thing you want to do is stand there and just talk to someone. You need to keep moving. So the stairs are good. Get the heart, the lungs, the legs pumping, all those sorts of things. But yeah, do a variety of exercises for each of those activity snacks. So you can, at the start of the day, you can write down a few things that you might do during your scheduled breaks. So think about that 45-15 break. Then at that part of that 15 minutes of the downtime is spent in the exercise. So, you know, one break you could do some stretches, the next could be walking outside, the next could be doing some body weight strength exercises, like, you know, lunges or half squats, even some wall push-ups, those sorts of things. I used to keep a set of dumbbells in my office and I'd do a few sets if I was feeling lethargic and so on. That used to work a treat. I should maybe reinstigate that. The most important thing to do is to just do enough exercise that will keep you alert and focused, and not so much exercise that you return to your desk breathless and tired, because that's the last thing we want to do. So try and incorporate a variety of different exercises into those fit breaks, those activity snacks throughout the day. On your lunch break, if you've got a bit more time to work, if it's a 10-minute block, try and do some brisk walking if you can. I think your heart's going to thank you, your body's going to thank you for doing that. So some simple things, but some very effective ways, first of all, about your health to make sure, but it's also getting back to the work task in a more concentrated fashion so you can get the work done that you need to.
You talk about feeling guilty as well, or rather not feeling guilty. When does guilt come into it?
If you hear us talk about these different strategies, and some people do this better than others, and there's a lot of people that do a lot better than I do, all of these different types of tips can be a little bit overwhelming. I think sometimes you can feel guilty, and perhaps if you feel inadequate, if you're not being productive enough and you're not getting through that list. And I think the saying, don't let perfect be the enemy of good, applies here. So insisting on perfection often, I think it often prevents good improvements in overall practices. So much better to set realistic goals and to focus and prioritise on what's important. So sometimes if you've got a list of 20 things, you think, well, that's a bit too much. Let's scale it back to the top five and let's focus on those. I mean, I'm still trying to find what the best mix is for me, and it takes time to develop those skills. So give yourself some grace and find the work-life balance that's best for you. It's not going to be a one-size-fits-all. Different people have different strengths and weaknesses. We can work on those, but there are some wonderful approaches out there to get you focused and productive. But what I'm suggesting here is that a bit of exercise every hour on the hour can work wonders to get you back on track.
Okay, and you talk about not being one size fits all, but there are many people listening who would be truck drivers. They don't have that luxury of being able to stop every hour and go for an exercise break. It's just that's not practical, and they have to be at a certain place at a certain time. Not only that, but there are people in businesses or at companies where they are monitored pretty closely and are not allowed to get up from their desk and go outside and go for a walk and all that sort of thing. There are many, many problems that people have at work where they can't do this. It's all very well if you're in an office which has very relaxed attitude, or maybe you're working at home, but that's not always the case, is it?
It's not always the case. And over the years, we've discussed how we can have different strategies for people that are in occupations like that. We talked about long-haul truck drivers and what could be done in particular stops that they may have for fueling, and where exercise may fit in for their safety as well in terms of keeping alert and for other things. Yes, there are certain restrictions in certain occupations where timing is not as liberal as it may be in others. So we need to be thinking about what we can do in the times that we have. And yes, there's a period for rest, but there's also a period for looking after your health. So making sure that you prioritize your health, that means setting aside some time for exercise during the course of the day, is going to be a strategy that's going to work best for you. And you've got to work out within your own sort of work that you do where that can fit in. But if we can just put a bit of attention to it and give it a try, I think we'll be surprised at how much more focused you can be. And from many cases, it's about a safety factor as well, that you're alert, you're on the job, and you're being productive and efficient.
All right, Gordon, thank you very much for that great advice. We'll talk to you same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Rod.
Gordon Lynch, Health and Fitness.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.